And this is my
hair.
And on a man, hair here would be a...
his whiskers.
Or he'd be growing a...
mustache.
Or a... the whole thing.
Beard, yeah. You know, that's something my other wife never would want me to have. I never had one. Now, I could have had a heavy mustache, and this one don't want me to have no mustache.
Mm-hmm.
But, well, it don't make my... you look younger without one.
Mm-hmm. This is my...
yeah.
Which one?
Left.
Huh?
Left ear.
And this is my...
right, yeah, yeah. Right ear.
Uh-huh. And this?
Your mouth.
And one?
Teeth. Some people call that your mug.
Uh-huh.
You had to make that remark. So I said, don't be sticking your mug out like that.
Meaning your mouth?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I've heard people make that impression, you know.
Mm-hmm. This is one?
Tooth.
And several?
Several teeth, yeah.
And the flesh around your teeth is your...
gums.
And this is my...
your throat.
Or the whole thing.
Your neck.
What about this?
Your goozle. Some call it your apple, hen apple.
Mm-hmm.
The thing what goes... your goozle. Some mm-hmm. calls it the goozle.
The thing that moves up and down?
Yeah. Some men have a great big thing now, you know, look out like a quail egg, but all of them don't have that. I got one, but don't show up.
Mm-hmm. And this is my...
left hand.
And I have two?
Two hands.
And this part is the...
is the palm of your hand.
And this is one?
Fist.
Two?
Two fists.
And a place where the bones come together, you call that a...
a what?
Where your bones come together.
Knuckles.
Okay.
Joints. And, call them knuckles or joints either, couldn't you?
Uh-huh. And on a man, this part of his body is his...
chest.
And these are the...
shoulders.
And this is my...
thigh and knee.
The whole thing is my...
leg.
And this is one...
foot.
And I have two...
2 foot.
And this bone here that's real sensitive. You know, say I stumbled over a box in the dark and bruised my...
my chin. Some of them call it the chin.
Uh-huh. And say if I get down in this position, you say I...
squat it.
Any other way of saying that?
Well, I don't know. That's what I'd call it.
Uh-huh. Do you ever hear down on your...
honkers.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
What are your honkers?
Well, I guess they call that when you get down on here, on your knees behind there.
Uh-huh.
Your ankles.
Uh-huh. Say if someone had been sick for a while, you'd say, well, he's up and about now, but he still looks a bit...
yeah, said he'd been ill a good while.
And he still looks a...
looks bad.
Uh-huh. Or any other way of saying that? That he looks bad?
Looks terrible.
Uh-huh. Or he looks a little bit...
better than he did.
Uh-huh. What about peaked or puny?
Well, yeah, he looks puny. He don't look as well as he used to because he looked kind of puny now.
Uh-huh. Someone who's in real good shape, you'd say he's big and...
big and stout.
Uh-huh. Anything else besides stout?
Well, I don't know. Now, you take that boy yonder. He used to use them lift things, you know, to uh-huh. make you strong. Them lift, what to call them things?
The weights?
Yeah. And I mean, he's much of a man, too.
Uh-huh. When you say someone is stout, do you have the idea that they're a little bit overweight, or...
said think they're a little overweight.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I guess they are. When they get so big and stout, you're overweight.
Uh-huh.
And it depends on your height, too, when you get overweight, don't you? Supposed to weigh, they tell me a certain weight to your height.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a little overweight now at 161,
mm-hmm.
and I did weigh 182.
Mm-hmm.
I was way overweight. And you know, when I weighed 182, I couldn't lace up my shoes. I had to put my feet up in the chair to lace them.
Mm-hmm.
I got out of breath, cut mm-hmm. my wind off.
Say someone's always smiling, doesn't lose his temper, you'd say that he's...